Hello there and welcome to the Creative Stoic Podcast, where we discuss everything regarding creativity and Stoic philosophy. This is your host Santi, and today I have a really interesting topic that I want to share with you. Today I want to expand on the benefits of time tracking. It involves kind of like a tool that I've been using that I really want to share with you, and that is Toggle. It's an app for tracking time, and this is not sponsored. This is something that I really believe in and that I believe is going to be really valuable for you. I'm going to be explaining in this episode what is the importance, why is it so important to track your time, the ways that you can do it, and how it can benefit the way in which you make a better use of your time. So first, yeah, Toggle is a time tracking app. It's, you know, I use it in my phone, but there's also a browser extension as well as a browser page in toggle.com. Toggle is spelled T-O-G-G-L. It's a really cool app. I've been quite obsessed with it lately. It's super good. So before I expand more on how you can use Toggle for your benefit, I want to explain a bit of the philosophy behind time tracking, why I believe it's so useful, and how it relates to, you know, like living a good life and living a deliberate life. There is a really powerful thought. This one comes from Seneca, the Stoic philosopher. It's not that life is too short, but more that we waste a lot of it. Think about that for a second. It's not that life is too short, but more that we waste a lot of it. Right? I mean, it's such an amazing, powerful thought that we need to keep in mind every single day of our lives, because, you know, we might say like, no, you know, like I love to do these things, but life is too short. Or even, you know, a classic excuse like, yeah, I would love to learn to do that thing, or I would love to do this a specific hobby of mine, but you know, I just don't have time. But that is just not true. We all have the same amount of time, and it's just that we waste a lot of it, right? You know, so yeah, like a lot of people put the excuse that, you know, I just don't have time. But how can you explain the geniuses of, you know, like of our time and the geniuses of, you know, like ancient philosophers? How were they able to achieve everything they did if they didn't have time? It's just that they used their time in a better way. Their priorities were very clear to them, you know, like, and something that I believe is really useful. I think this is like a two-part thing, right? For on one side is the mindset on trying to fix the value that you give to your time over the value that you give to your money, for instance, right? They're both currencies. If you think about it, time and money, that's why they say, you know, like time is money, because they're both currencies, right? So when you start valuing your time more than your money, great things start to happen, right? So on the mindset side of things is really to start saying like, okay, my time is really valuable and I'm going to do my best to try to understand where my time is going and how to make that even more efficient, right? So for me, this whole thing started changing when I, especially through philosophy, I started realizing that I want to be in charge of my own time. You know, there's a lot of distractions in these days, and there's even this thing called the attention economy, which is like a lot of business models online that profit out of your attention, right? So that's the thing, everyone else is owning your attention, right? So it's really a matter of saying like, okay, I'm going to put this thing in my own hands. I want to be the owner of my own attention. And I believe one of the best ways to do that is through time tracking, right? So time tracking is more of the tool, right? I, like I said, I'm going to be discussing a bit of Toggle, how I implement this. And I also use this concept called the Pomodoro Technique. If you don't know about it or you haven't heard about it, I encourage you to Google it, check it out. I'm going to explain it briefly, but I think this deserves a lot more attention because it's something that has revolutionized the way I work and the way I focus. But I'm going to explain it real quick. So Pomodoro Technique is just this concept that for 25 minutes, that's a unit of time called Pomodoro. So for a whole Pomodoro, which is 25 minutes, you focus on the task at hand, right? You don't get distracted. If you have distractions, you write it down to do later. You just focus on whatever you want to do, whatever you committed to do, right? And then you have 5 minutes break where you can go, you know, to the bathroom, whatever. You take, you refill your bottle of water. You do whatever you need to do. You only have 5 minutes for that. Then you come back and you have another 25 minutes of focus time, right? So the whole idea is that that way you have like longer sessions of focus time. And the idea of Pomodoros is that you do this 4 times and then you can have a longer break. But you can really customize it to whatever works for you. So I've been doing Pomodoros for a while and then I say like, you know what? I mean, I need to get better at time tracking. Like for instance, right now I've been working doing a lot of freelance. For instance, I am working on like a 36 episode little animation. Is the parts that I have to do are not very long. It's kind of like the intro and the outro. But what I'm doing right now is I'm using Toggle to, you know, keep track of all these focus times. So like I put a stopwatch and I say like, okay, I'm going to focus for 25 minutes and I'm going to do as much work as I can. And that way, you know, I pause the timer when I need to take a break and then I come back at it. So that is the way that I've been using Toggle. This app, you can just like put play and pause and you can organize things by projects or categories of things that you're doing. And that way, you know, particularly in this example that I'm providing, I am able to know what is the average time that it takes me to create each episode. And that way I don't have to guess. So like next time I have to have a fast deadline or something like that, I know like, okay, this takes me around like, I don't know, 5 hours, 6 hours. And that way I am not guessing, because, you know, the classic thing is like, yeah, I mean, I probably have time to finish that thing. But you end up being so stressed because you don't know how long things take. And yeah, like, you know, if I were to listen to this when I was younger, I'd be like, nah, time tracking sounds like a waste of time. Like, why would I spend more time in time tracking? But there's this really good idea that, you know, there's a quote, it goes something like that. Of course, not exact, but it says like, every minute spent in developing a better system is 1 hour of retribution in the future. Right? So it means that the more upfront time that you spend in developing better systems and organizing yourself better, you're going to free more time in the future. So it's really thinking long term. And this is sometimes hard to do, but it's essential. It's an essential way to be way more efficient and productive with your work. But with that being said, yes, I must admit, for instance, myself, I have spent a lot of time trying to figure out what's the best app that is going to work for what I, you know, for time tracking and to be efficient with it. So I'm trying to save you time here. Honestly, Toggle is the best one that I've been able to find. You can have it like on your phone. So, you know, it's like a phone app and you also can use it in the browser. And there's also a really good extension for your browser so that you don't even have to open the page. It's really, really helpful. It saves so much time. It's really a matter of just playing and pausing, and you can, you know, like categorize things by specific projects. And what's really, really cool is that you have like this analytic graphics and you know, like trying to explain in graphics where your time is going. So it's really satisfying to look at. So I really love it. Hopefully I saved you some time in trying to decide which app to use. Like, I mean, what I love is like, is the fact that you can use this anywhere, you know, like all you need to have is an account. Because I don't know if I mentioned this, but my computer is fully on Linux. So, you know, I always have to see if like apps are available somewhere, but because this is in a browser and because this is in the App Store and the Play Store on your phone, I can use this in any device. So that's really cool. So you don't have to worry about like, is this available on Windows, Apple, whatever. It's available everywhere. So that's really, really cool. So I can't say how much I love this app. This is not sponsored, but I just thought it'd be something that could really benefit you, because it has really benefited me so, so much. I love time tracking, and yeah, I've been looking for a while for an app that can help me do it without the stress of, you know, figuring everything out and trying to find the perfect one. So yeah. With that being said, I do encourage you, first of all, to really work on your mindset, trying to see and trying to understand the fact that your time is worth more than your money. You know, something that I want to close on is that you can never get more time in your life. You know, like you have a limited amount of time. You could have more money or less money. You could lose money. You could gain money. But your time is a non-renewable resource, and you need to appreciate it for what it is, you know. Finally, I would love to just end on this point that is very interesting. You know, like before time tracking, you might be thinking you're doing a lot more work than you actually are. You know, like for instance, it's proven that you could focus like mentally on a task like for 4 hours. You know, like that's the amount of really productive work, deep work that you can do, right? But more than that, it's just like you're wasting time. And you might say like, hey, but wait, aren't day jobs supposed to be like 8 hours? Yes, day jobs waste a lot of time. It's not the best way to work necessarily like 8 hours straight. You know, it's like, it's more about like distributing your attention and your time on the, you know, in an efficient way. I believe Pomodoros and time tracking are the best way to do that. But you know, it's all about developing a system that works for you. Finally, if you're thinking like, no, I mean, I don't want to be implementing so many systems in my life. I like more freedom regarding the way I use my time. Remember a really good Yoko Willink quote that says, discipline is freedom. The more discipline you have and the better of a system you have, the more free time you're going to have to do the things that you want to do, and the more freedom you're going to have in your mind to focus on what you like to do. So, I, you know, like finalizing with a really good Epictetus quote, how long are you going to wait before you demand the best of yourself? With that being said, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I appreciate you being here, and I'll see you next week. Memento mori.